This is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Please stand by for the South Carolina Saturday Intercontinental Net, which will commence in 4 minutes' time at the top of the hour. This is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and good amateur practice. The SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Whiskey 8 Mike Whiskey, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off this system and establish your contact direct so that the net may continue. Now, in fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at scarsvoip.com. That is Sierra Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra Victor Oscar India Papa.com. scarsvoip.com. I am in a control for this session. My call is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima, and my name is Dave. I am located in Newport, South Wales, here in the United Kingdom, on the South Wales coast, just 12 miles northeast of the capital city of Cardiff. We currently have a temperature of 51.4 Foxtrot, that is 10.8 Charlie. Now, prior to starting, I would like to ask if there is any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If there is, please call now. Okay, hearing no emergency or priority traffic, which is always a good thing. But if you do have any priority or emergency traffic throughout the net, just please use break and we'll help you in any way we can. Do we have anybody celebrating their birthday or any anniversary or any anything special of note that you would like to share with the net? Okay, hearing nobody. Now, this is the SCARS Saturday Intercontinental Net. The purpose of this net is to provide a convenient time frame for participation by European and Asian stations. However, all amateurs worldwide are welcomed and encouraged to join in. Now, let me please advise all stations connected that this net might be recorded for future presentation on our website as a podcast. All stations participating will be a part of that recording. Now, before actually starting the net, and people out there might not be aware that we lost Gordon, Kilo Yankee 6 Victor, the captain, on Monday. He became a silent key, Monday the 1st of December. So before starting the net, I would like to do a minute silence. So all stations, please stand by. In remembrance of Gordon, KY6V. Thank you, everybody. That was a minute of silence in remembrance of Gordon, the captain, KY6V, who became a silent key on the 1st of December. Okay, this is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Now I'll start the net, looking for check-ins to the South Cairns Saturday Intercontinental Net. If you'd like to check in, please call now.
Net control, this is K5NO. Kilowatt 5, Nui, Ontario, Mark in Fern Park, Florida.
Net control recognizes K5NO. That's Mark over there in Fern Park, Florida. Hope all is well with you there, back, and the sun is shining for you. K5NO from GW8SZL.
Well, good afternoon, Dave. From a little past noon in Fern Park, Florida, just north of Orlando, this is K5NO, Kilowatt 5, Nui, Ontario. The name is Mark, Match Glove for Radio Canada, Mark with a C. We have cloudy skies and 80 degrees, going to high of 81. My SCARS number is ESN Echo 1393. That's ESN Echo 1393 or $13.93. I'll at the apartment, the Assisted Living Center, things are fine. As we speak, we have the worldwide check-it on Talk Group 91, waiting for the USA5 call district to show your face and make myself known over there, so I'll wait. Other than that, nothing much. Things are going fine, so With that, we'll say 73s to you, Dave. Say hi to Declan for me. Take care, be well, stay safe, and have a great weekend. GW8SCL from K5NO.
Yeah, K5NO from GW8SZL. I'll note it there on your lovely warm temperature there with a maximum of 81 Foxtrot. I just wish it was like that over here every day of the year, but sadly, that is not the case. And all noted on Talk Group 91 on Brandmeister. I do have a listen to that, actually. I've got one of the DMR radios on there at the moment, but it's turned down, obviously, because of running the actual net. But, all good here. And, as I said, do you have anything else for the net before I continue there, Mark? I'm glad to know you're well. From GW8SZL.
Dave, that's it. Take care. Be well. Stay safe. Have a great day. Back to you. GW8SCL, this is K5NO.
Okay then, Mark, thanks for popping in and saying hi. It's always great to hear from you. And you have a great rest of your day, great weekend, and a fantastic coming week. I'll say 73 to you there, Mark. And I say look after yourself, my friend. This is GW8SZR, clear with K5NO, Mark, over there in Fern Park, Florida, with a lovely temperature of 81 Foxtrot today. Puts me at the bottom of my list. Looking for further check-in to the Southcast Saturday Intercontinental Net. Please call now.
This is VE3OZK, Victor Echo 3, Oscar Zulu Kilo, from Toronto, James.
Kilo Echo 9, Delta, Quebec, Sierra, Todd in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Kilo 2, Hotel America.
Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo.
Okay, this is GW8SNL, and that control recognizes Victor Echo 3, Oscar Zulu Kilo. James over there in Toronto, Kilo Echo 9, Delta Quebec Zulu. Todd in Indianapolis, K2HA, that's Red, the Happy Amateur, and Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo. Happy in J. I'm going to go to the top of the list, over to James there in Toronto. Welcome to the Southcast Saturday Intercontinental Net. VE3OZK from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima.
Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. This is Victor Echo 3, Oscar Zulu Kilo in Toronto. James speaking. Yes, it's a comparatively cold day here in Toronto, but it's warmed up. We're just at about 1 degree Celsius. And just over a cold spot where we were down to about minus 13, I think we got out the coldest, and this time of year, it's different. It feels very chilly. So happy to have this balmy weather at 1 degree Celsius now. I'm just out walking my dog today and enjoying the snow and having a nice one. I'll toss it back to you, Net Control, and that's, I think, it for me for today. So I'll say 73 to everyone. This is DE3OZK.
Yeah, Victor Echo 3, Oscar Zulu Kilo from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Okay there, James, and I'll note it on the 1 degree C there. You're warmer than a lot of places across the U.S. at the moment, apart from Florida, of course, there, hi. But, they're down in the low 20s, some places, actually. I've been hearing on some nets earlier on today and yesterday. And, we're currently at 10.8 Charlie over here in South Wales in the U.K., we should be a lot colder than that, and of course, out your local time here is now 17:11, so we're in the early evening, I should say, but they've got balmy sort of high temperatures, and I notice the differential between the daytime and nighttime temperature is a lot lower than it should be. We should be having a lot colder nights, but no, we are not. So something balmy is going crazy, is going on with the weather, that's for sure there, James. But I'm glad you got the 1 degree C. You're on the positive side of the zero there for as well. So that's always good. And as I said, my name is Dave, Delta Alpha Victor Echo, over here in Newport, South Wales in the UK. And we do have a free membership here on SCAS as well there, James, if you'd like to join. It's voluntary. And if you go to our website, I spell it for you, Scars. Do you want I spell it? Sierra Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra Victor Oscar India Papa .com. ScarsVOIP.com. And if you just click on the membership enrollment button, all the information is there if you so wish to join. It would be great to have you. Say, it's not mandatory, it's totally voluntary. I'll put it back to you one more time there, James, before I move along down the list. Victor Echo 3 Oscar Zulu Kilo from GW8SZL.
Victor Echo 3 Oscar Zulu Kilo, yes, it could be. We're in here, so I'm definitely enjoying it, and the snow is not going to hang around long, although it does seem like it's going to get a lot colder soon here. So, you know, hopefully we'll have a nice white Christmas here. I guess other than that, I've got the in the way, so we're very excited about that. They're due in the beginning of April, so that's going to change my life. This is going to be a first for me, but very much looking forward to it. So that's it for me. I'll send it back to you, the net, and thanks much, everyone. 73. Victor Echo 3, Oscar Zulu Kilo.
Yeah, the E3 OZK from 2W8SZL. Okay there, James, you stay safe and well, and it's great hearing you from Toronto on the net there as well. So stay safe and stay well. Okay, I'm going to clear with the E3 OZK. I might have this call sign incorrect. I'm not 100% sure. Kilo Echo 9, Delta, Quebec Zulu. Todd over there in Indianapolis. Welcome to the Southcast Saturday Intercontinental Net, and go right ahead, sir.
This is KE9DQS. Last letter is Sierra. You got the first part of it right, though. Good to be on the net. Thanks for having me. My first time with the Scars. Weather is similar to the previous station down here in Indianapolis. We're not too awful far away from Toronto, maybe about 8 hours. We're in the low 30s Foxtrot, and got a little bit of freezing rain coming in tonight, but they say it's not supposed to be bad enough to cause any kind of too much trouble, so hopefully that holds true. We have maybe a couple inches of snow on the ground from a previous snowfall, but it's up above freezing, so probably some of that will be leaving us here soon, but they say it's supposed to be staying pretty cool here in central Indiana for the next couple weeks. But hoping for a white Christmas here in Indianapolis as well. But I will send it back to Net Control. Again, thanks for having me. This is K89DQS.
From GW8SZL, you're okay there, Todd, and GW8SZL, I think I said that twice. I'm still trying to, I'm not myself because we lost a good friend, became Silent Key on Monday, Kilo Yankee 6 Victor. So my thoughts are not 100% at the moment. You say he was a very good friend and colleague of the Scars organization. But it's great to hear you there, Todd. Like I say, we're here at 12 p.m. Eastern every Saturday, and you know, more than free to join in at every Saturday as well, no problems at all. And I hope you get some snow for Christmas. Chances of us getting snow for Christmas here is literally zero. It's very rare we get snow for Christmas anywhere this part of the UK. Unless we're surrounded by mountains, any snow that does manage to get this far south always falls on the other side of the mountains, and very, very little, if any, managed to get over the top of them. We've got some very, very high mountains here in South Wales. So like a little microclimate where we are there, Todd. So I'll put it back to you one more time, see if you've got anything further to add, and before I move along. From Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima.
This is K9DQS. I appreciate, again, you having me. Also kind of continuing on with a little bit of a weight loss journey. I've lost nearly 100 pounds since this past spring, so trying to get a little bit more healthy for the coming years, and hopefully last a little bit longer on the planet here. But again, I appreciate you having me, and KE9DQS, I'll send it back to you, Net Control.
Yeah, okay there, Todd, and thank you very much indeed, and fantastic on the weight loss as well, absolutely brilliant. Congratulations on that. It's that's not easy to do. I used to be overweight when I was a lot younger, but I didn't have to lose that amount. Absolutely well done, and carry on the good work. If you're not at your ideal weight yet there, Todd, I'm sure you'll make it if you're not. With a weight loss like that, absolutely brilliant. Okay, thanks for popping in from Indianapolis there. I'll say 7-3 to Todd. And let's go to the Happy Amateur. That's Fred, K2HA. Over to you there, Fred, from GW8SZL.
GW8SZL, Dave, this is Fred, K2HA. Thank you very much for hosting this noontime on the Intercontinental Net. We are still mourning the loss of Gordon, KY6V, our mentor and the guru that had the vision to start this VOIP net to broaden out the contacts that could be made on South Cars. So this grew out of South Cars. Many, many years ago, about 18 years ago, and with a lot of consternation from some people that said, VOIP and Echo Link is not ham radio. And so Gordon got a whole lot of flack, but he was one of the movers and shakers, along with a couple other, few other men who put their effort into starting this net, and they persisted. Got permission from the South Cars, which is on 7.251 megahertz on 40 meter band. That board gave them permission to go ahead and start, and so SCARS here has the VOIP version has its own board, which is separate from the other board, but we're sisters, brothers and sisters, I should say, and. The net has been going on now for about approximately 18 years coming up. So we thank Gordon for his vision and his persistence. Let me reset. This is K2HA. Okay, this is Fred K2HA on the SCARS conference, the noontime net here at least in the East Coast. Other times around the world, but we thank everybody for coming on by. And we host the RAGCHU, which is tonight and tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, Eastern Standard Time, sorry, and 0 hour UTC or Zulu. Come on by and join us on the RAGCHU. Have some fun with us. Share your remembrances of Gordon and the beginnings of the net. We invite everybody to the RAGCHU tonight and tomorrow night. We have plenty of time, both nets, to for everybody have a chance to get in. So come on by and join us. Of course, we have the trivia, the live questions on the website, scarsvoip.com, scarsvoip.com. See if you can conjure up an answer to those four questions. You don't have to play along, but the most important thing is that you do come by and you do check in. Okay, this is Fred K2HA. We have 41 degrees here in Broomall, Pennsylvania. It was icy on the roads this morning. People were sliding and crashing. Not myself, I stayed in. And it is cleared up now. The ice has melted, the snow has melted, and we'll probably get some more later on. It's going to dip right back down with that Canadian air that's roaring in from the north. And I think we're going down in a few days to 17 degrees or lower. Okay, This is Fred, K2HA. Want to say to Kathy that I did send an email to George Torres, Lima, Charlie Bravo, our friendly man who grew up in the Keys. He's a conch, but I'm proud of it. So I hope that he comes by the net tonight. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Peace and blessings.
Yeah, K2HA from GW8SLL noted there, Fred, and that icy wind, that cold wind coming from the north, 17 Fox up. That would be a little bit chilly. Yeah, and it's the same over here when you get some ice. Everybody's sliding around at all. I don't know what it is with people driving. You know, if you get heavy rain, everybody seems to be driving faster than what they normally do, and absolutely crazy. I don't know what the weather brings out in certain people, but unfortunately that's the way it is. And it was really, really nice to hear Bill, Whiskey Delta 5 Kilo Alpha Echo, checking in with Declan on the AM connection. And for anybody who doesn't know, he was the SCAS VOIP co-founder right back at the beginning, so it was great to hear from Bill as well. And everybody else who checked in also. I do have a recording of that net if anybody wants it. I just got to convert it to MP3 in the same way as we do with the Thursday Information Net podcast posting. But I'll be doing that after I finish this particular net. So if anybody wants it, drop me an email. Or you might even put it up on the actual website as a podcast. I'm just working through it at the moment, making a few little edits to it. So I'll bring it back up to date. So with that, Fred, do you have anything further, my friend, from GW8SZL?
Okay, this is Fred, K2HA. Well, thank you, Dave. You have been doing a fantastic job, and Gordon's vision for stepping down as net manager and finding a crew to take over, that was just in time, and we're very thankful that you stepped up and Declan as assistant net manager, and to keep the continuity going for the SCARS conference. I know Gordon worked so very hard on keeping up the website for years and years and years. There were a lot of other helpers behind the scenes, and I have fond memories of some of them, because I've been around now on SCARS for only 10 years out of the almost 18, the fond memories, and of course of all of the efforts and the wonderful things that Gordon did. And thank you and Declan for helping out, taking over, and you're doing a fine job. Okay, this is Fred, K2HA.
Yeah, from GW8SZL. Yeah, it's I got a great Elmer in everything SCARS in Gordon. Absolutely fantastic gentleman. He always wanted to learn new things as well. You know, he never wanted to stop learning. He's got grasp for knowledge. And, as you know, we were actually behind the scenes doing the technical stuff and things like that. But, Graham always had what's the word I'm looking for? Gordon's passing is still very much on my mind. I'm not myself, to be honest. Always to grasp for knowledge. Always to... I'm a bit lost for words, as you can understand at the moment there, Fred. But his thirst for knowledge was sort of it was way up there, shall we say. I don't know, I could explain it better, but I'm sorry I can't at the moment. He's such a sad loss. It's like I've lost a limb, fantastic Elmer for everybody. He taught me everything about SCARS, and all the tasks that people aren't aware of in the background there, which are quite a few. But I've managed to go through them all, so I'm capable of doing anything, basically. And Declan, his technical prowess is absolutely phenomenal, as you probably would expect. And if I fell ill for a couple of days or a week, Declan could do all the day-to-day running of the network as well. So, and as I say, I mean, from the technical side, second to none. There, hi. Okay there, Fred, anything further before I pop along and say hi to Jay? K2HA, GW8-STETO.
Okay, well, thank you, Dave. This is Fred, K2HA, and Jay, I'm totally impressed that Gordon spent 3 years every week talking to you to help you through your cancer treatment and regime, and Gordon and Kathy. Fantastic. I'm impressed. Thank you all very much. This is Fred, K2HA. Hope to see you all tonight on the Rag Chew. Back to you, Dave.
Yeah, K2HA from GW8-STL. Okay there, Fred. And I wasn't aware until Jay mentioned that on the AM connection at 8 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. But what a fantastic gentleman Gordon was. And I say, I'm missing him a lot, for sure. We used to have emails, you know, exchange a couple of emails a day, maybe missed a day here and there, but, you know, I say I've lost a really, really good friend. Okay, thanks there, Fred. I'll say 7-3 to you, and I'll be checking into the Rag Chew Net tonight as well. So I'll say 7-3 to K2HA, the Happy Amateur up in Broomall, Pennsylvania. And we'll go and say hello to Jay. Dare I ask you what the temperature is? I don't know. I'm sure you'll tell me anyway. VA3JYE, welcome to the SFCAS out of the Intercontinental. Let me go right ahead.
Well, thanks, Dave. GW8SZL, VA3JYE. Jay here in Central Ontario, Canada. And good morning, good afternoon, Dave. Thanks for hosting the net. And good afternoon to everyone else on frequency. Yeah, I'm here with a very, very heavy heart. Boy, I'll tell you, Fred mentioned, it's been at least 3 years, maybe even longer. It's been at least 3 years anyway that when the cancer showed up here. And not only Gordon, he'd talk to me, like Fred mentioned, every Friday, asking the important questions and so on and so forth. Kathleen would be in the background there too as well, listening and throwing in the odd comment. And boy, I'm telling you, I'm really, really glad that Kathleen and Gordon were there for me. And talking to me every Friday. Boy, I'll tell you, I really look forward to it. And he was a great Elmer to me there, too, as well. With my, I remember the night that I told him, we're getting into CW, and he was ecstatic. He thought that was the greatest thing. And he helped me with that, with some programs and the questions I had and so on and so forth. And he was a great Elmer to me for sure. I remember him telling me, I better reset, VA3JYE returning. I remember he was telling me one time he got his license when he was 12. And boy, I'm telling you, the amount of time and what he did over the years in radio is just incredible. And not only a good Elmer to me, he was helping out a few others as we moved along there, and the new hams came available and so on and needed some help. He was always there. like he was with me. And boy, I'm telling you, what he's done for ham radio and that with the SCARS group here, getting the SCARS conference up and running and so on and so forth. Everything he's done, Dave, is just incredible. And he will be sadly missed for sure. But that's what I reflect on is all the Fridays and that. And we did that over 3 years. And that. And sometimes he'd ask the real important questions, which is fine. And I gave him the answers and so on and so forth. And, well, I'll tell you, we really came really, really close, doing that. And Kathleen also was there for me in the background and that's, and boy, I'll tell you, well, just fantastic. I want to thank Kathleen and give her our condolences from me and Maxine. And we wish you all the best there, Kathleen, and our condolences to you and to your family and friends and Gordon's friends there, too, as well. I better reset again. BA3JYE. So that's what I reflect on as Gordon. The time that he spent with me every Friday. And sometimes, you know, we'd talk for an hour. I remember there's a lot of times it'd be an hour and a half, hour and three quarters, sometimes almost 2 hours that he'd stay with me and that talk. Just incredible person. Man, oh, man, I'm going to really miss him a lot. And, you know, our talks, too, as well, and all the stuff that he's done for ham radio. And, again, we wish Kathleen all the best and our condolences from me and Maxine. So to move along, Dave, I have a question there for you, if you have a minute. Right now, the temperature here 0 degrees Celsius, 32 degrees Fahrenheit. It's kind of a dull, miserable day. We got dust and the snow here overnight and that, and I don't know, we haven't seen the sunshine here in about a week or more. And I was outside this morning. I wanted to start up the generator because it's been getting really cold here at night. And we got this new generator with the electric start, which means it has a battery. So I wanted to get out there this morning and run it for a while to keep the battery up, which I did. And once the wind died down a bit, it wasn't too bad. It was been really windy here the last 2 or 3 days. I better reset again. BA3JYE returning. My question is, Dave, is that I got the new thingy on my phone called Ham Alert. And I was wondering, do you get on HF a lot, voice or CW? Because what I'd like to do is just put your call sign in the in my phone. And if you if I get an alert from the reverse beacon network, it'll come on my phone. I'll know you're on the air, and then maybe I could get on the frequency there and see if I can hear you. So maybe you could comment on that. And you also said that you're surrounded by mountains. Well, that's a new thing I've been starting to get into is summits on the air. So I was wondering, well, you say about the polar that you haven't done that yet, but maybe summits on the air and would be better an opportunity for you. I'll pass it back to you there, Dave, VA3JYE.
Yeah, VA3JYE from GW8S10L. Okay there, Jay. Yeah, Gordon was an encyclopedia of knowledge, and for sure. And yeah, the mine is not too far away. Some of them are pretty inaccessible, shall we say. But I'm just having a little look now on my APRS map because on APRS, you had a beacon out beforehand, and you just put the latitude and longitude all pinpointed on the map. I'm just looking to see if there's any coming up, but it is getting getting a bit cold here. And if you look at the local area, I can't see any at the moment. And then on there, if you click on their call sign on the APRS map, it tells you what day and time it will be. They will be active, and what mode and frequency bands they're going to be on as well. So I can't see any more. Normally it's about 4 or 5, but that's in the nicer weather, shall we say. But no, I can't see any at the moment. I just come up with a SOTA symbol and SOTA next to them. But no, I just having a quick look. Now, just all regular call signs on my map here. But we do have a local mountain, which is more accessible. You can drive virtually to the top. A relatively short walk to the summit. But obviously, in the winter condition, that wouldn't be very, very favorable. Let me reset. GW8SNL continuing, because you never get up there. You've been up the dirt track. But yes, I could do that. It'll keep me fit as well. Then about the first time going up, I'll probably die by the time I get to the top, out of shortness of breath. But it'll be all right coming down, I suppose. But yeah, I've never actually done SOTA at all. And regarding HF, yes, I own HF. Not as much as I would like to be. But go right ahead, put my call sign in your phone there, and we could have a CW contact there, Jay, VA3JYE, GW8SZO.
Okay, thanks, Dave. GW8SZO, VA3JYE. Before I forget, there's one other thing that I wanted to reflect on Gordon, memory. When I it's been about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, that I started making contacts on CW with the parks on the air. And I was nervous as all get out, but the hams were very patient with me, and I put QRS at the end of my call, and they would slow rate up for me. And what I wanted to say was, Gordon, when I made my first CW contact and then come up on my log as on the parks on the air, I took a picture of it. Me and Gordon used to text back and forth there the odd time as well. And so I sent him a picture of my first CW contact. He was the first person that I ever told. And, there you go. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that. Yeah, okay. I'll put you in the phone there on the ham alert. And as far as summits on the air, well, what's interests me in that is, Dave, is that a lot of the summits, of course, are in Europe. And I'm looking forward to making my first European contact in Europe on CW. And the summits on the air is like the parks on the air. You got all the information there in front of you. All you got to do is make the contact, give the guy an RST report, and Bob's your uncle. So I'm really, really looking forward to that, Dave. It's going to be a lot of fun here. So, again, I'll let you go and let you carry on. And, again, from me and Maxine to Kathleen, we wish you all the best and our condolences from our household to yours. And we hope you get through this troubled time, Kathleen. And me and Maxine, we wish you all the best. So thanks, Dave. And I'll do that. And maybe sometime if I see you on the ham alert on my phone, That is quite a, that's only been, I only put that in about a month ago. And boy, I'm telling you, I've got some of the little hams here in there. And has it ever worked?
Yeah, okay, Jay, you just timed out virtually right at the end after ever works. So I don't know if there was anything important after that. Back to you.
Yeah, VA3JYE. Sorry about that. I wasn't looking at my timer here on my phone. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was talking about the ham alert, and it works really, really good. And I think it's pretty slick, really. And so I'll put you in the phone there, Dave. And when you come on there, I'll come to the radio. I know you're on, and we'll have a listen. And see if we can hear you. But I was saying about the summits on the air. You know, there's a lot of mountains in that in Europe, and I'm looking forward to making my first CW contact into Europe. And it's about the same as Parks on the Air. You know, you got your screen, you got all the information in front of you. You just got to give an RST, and Bob's your uncle. So, just in case I timed out during the message there to Kathleen, me and Maxine, wish you all the best, Kathleen, and our condolences to you and to your friends and family and to Gordon's friends and family. And we wish you all the best through this troubled time. Thanks, Dave, and that I'll do that, and we'll talk to you and to everyone a little bit later. GW8SLVA3JYE 73, Dave. Have an awesome weekend and have a care.
Yeah, VA3JYE from GW8SL. Okay, there, Jay, and all noted. I think I've got Ham Alert on my my second phone, to be honest. I'll go and have a look. If not, I'll put it on there. I'm pretty certain I have. I don't use the second phone very much at all, so I'll put it on my other phone as well. So thanks for that. And yeah, we're all thinking of Kathy at this sad time. You know, if I can do anything to help in any way, I know we're across the other side of the pond, but if I can, we most certainly will, for sure. So. Yeah. Okay there, Jay. And you take care, my friend. Thanks for popping in. And I'll be also popping into Fred's Bag Tunette tonight. And don't forget, there's you've got the four live questions that you can answer totally voluntarily. They're on the website. And just go over there and click on the Scars Live Questions, and you'll receive them, and you can answer them. I'm going to give them a go again, but I'm going to give them a go tonight instead of tomorrow. How's that? Okay, Jay, 7-3. And I'll clear you, Victor Alpha 3, Juliet Yankee Echo. This is GW8SLL with the Southcast Saturday Intercontinental Net. Looking for further check-ins. If you'd like to pop in and say hi, please call now.
Kilo India 7, Hotel Uniform Bravo Lee in Germany.
N5XCX. Woody, Florida, November 5, X-ray, Charlie, X-ray.
CL.
Okay, this is GW8SL. We've got three fine amateurs there. We've got Lee over there in Germany, Kilo India 7, Hotel Uniform Bravo. We've got Woody, N5XCX, and Charlie, Kilo 3, Charlie Lima. It seems like ages since we've spoken there, Charlie. Anyway, welcome to the Southcast Saturday Intercontinental Net, and we're going to go and have a chat with Lee over in Germany. That's Kilo India 7, Hotel Uniform Bravo. Go ahead there, Lee.
Oh, thank you for letting me in, Dave. Kilo India 7, Hotel Uniform Bravo, Delta Oscar 7, Hotel Uniform Bravo is my German call sign at this time. My name is Lee Lima Echo Echo, and I am in Hanover, Germany. I heard you mentioning Gordon there a couple of times. Is there a problem? Is Gordon still with us, or has he gone silent key? I didn't understand what's going on because I just stepped in at the latter half of the conversation. 10.3
and falling.
Yeah, KI7HUB from GW8SLL. Unfortunately there, Lee, Gordon, KY6V, became silent key on the Monday this week, the 1st of December. He had a recent fall and he had an emergency hip operation, and he was transferred to rehab, but unfortunately he didn't make it. So we all knew Gordon, and we all got heavy hearts at the moment, and you know, we're not ourselves, to be honest, as you can imagine. But yeah, we have lost Gordon, KY6V, on Monday this week. Last Monday, I should say. I'm not even thinking straight, I'm not like I normally do. So forgive me for that there, Lee. But yeah, we lost Gordon on Monday, unfortunately. So we're all thinking about his good lady there, Kathy, as well, and his family at this sad time. But there's some information up on the SCARS website as well, and it will be kept up to date. We will be having a celebration of life net for Gordon, which will have been his 89th birthday on the 21st of January. So there will be more information on the website. I'm not sure if you're on the membership mailing list. I'll have a quick look. But if you are there, Lee, you'll receive an email with information on that as well, direct to your inbox. KI7HUB from GW8SZL.
GW8SZL, Kilo India 7, Hotel Uniform Bravo. For all it's worth, please send my condolences and best wishes.
Yeah, okay there, Lee, from GW8SZL. Yeah, Kathy, Gordon's XYL there, she is actually connected and she is listening, so thank you very much for that. And do you have anything further there, Lee? KI7HUB from GW8SZL.
Not at this time, Dave. It's very heavy on my mind that Gordon is no longer with us. Very fine gentleman. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, okay there, Lee. We're all very saddened with his loss, and a true gentleman and a scholar, and he had time for absolutely everybody. Okay there, Lee. Sorry to be the passer of sad information, but, you know, it happens, unfortunately. So I'll say 7-3 to you there, Lee. Thanks for checking in. It is greatly appreciated. And you have a good rest of your day there. Stay safe and well over there in Hanover, in Germany. Okay, I'm going to clear with Lee. That's Kilo India 7 Hotel Uniform Bravo. And now we're going to have a chat with Woody over there in sunny Florida. It's always sunny in Florida. N5XCX. It's your turn, Woody, from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu, Lima.
Well, that's for today, Dave. Thank you. I want to invite you to the coffee shop. I'm sure I bet you've heard of it. And they have a net at 7 a.m. Eastern, which would be about noon your time. When you come on, okay, it's gravitational roundtable. Everything is explained on the website. Once you hit the bottom of that, it's your turn to transmit. 5 group of Christian people there. It'd be great to have you among them. And I'm going to, I don't think you want to put it out on the air. I'm going to send you by my email address, okay, in the text box. Please do me a favor and send me Gord's address, and I'll send Kathy a condolence card. You know, I was one of the first members. For a while there, I was in control every Saturday when I first moved here. I guess it was the last 4 or 3 years. was it, what was it, the 11th, I think, 2011 or 2012, something like that. Anyway, if you could send me the address, I appreciate it. I'll put my thing in the text box. Tell Sue and Declan hi for me. I just heard him the other day. I forget where. And the guy's all over the house. Yeah. Oh, I think it was the. It was one of the border breaker nets. Says that three times real fast, especially with my switch problem. You have a good one. I'll talk to you later on. N5XX. Have a good.
Yeah, N5XCX from GWA-LL. Yeah, no real problems there. Well, you timed out right at the end there. So a perfect timing on your part there. So we got absolutely everything. Yeah, no problems at all. Actually, I forgot your email address as on the mailing list, on the SCARS mailing list. So you get the weekly email there. But yeah, I can send that to you, no problems whatsoever there, Woody. And I'll also want to pop it in the text box to confirm it on Echolink. But I got that it's on your membership there. I just called up the mailing list and found your email address. So I've got that, and I will certainly go ahead and send the address over to you. And so if you still want to pop it in the Echolink text box just for confirmation, please do so. And it is very, very sad. I'm not normally lost for words, but I'm finding it very, very difficult to find the words at the moment. If you know what I mean there, Woody. I'll put it back to you, my friend. N5XCX from GW8SZO.
Yeah, sorry about that. I forget about the short time about the thing. Okay. I didn't realize that it was the same as the report, but if you will send that to me, I'd appreciate it. FYI there. And do you have a moment for me to make a final call? Yeah. N5XCX, back to you.
N5XCX from GW8SZO. Yes, go right ahead there, Woody. No problems whatsoever.
Okay. K6FN. K6FN, do you copy over? Nothing heard. N5XCX. 73, my good friend. Yes. Sorry. Have a good day. N5XCX73.
Yeah, okay there, Woody, from GW8SZL. I don't know if you heard what I mentioned earlier. Gordon had a fall, and he had to have emergency hip surgery. So he was taken to hospital, and he was transferred to rehab, but unfortunately he passed away in rehab. So I wasn't sure if you were listening when I mentioned that earlier there, Woody. Okay, so I'll say 73 to you, and I will get that information off to you when I finish the net, no problems whatsoever. So have a look at your email address. You're also on the SCARS membership mailing list, and that goes out every Friday, apart from the third week of the month, which is the week of the Thursday information net, when it goes out on a Wednesday. There will be any updated information in there, but regarding the Gordon's celebration of life net on the 21st of January, which would have been his 89th birthday, I'll put up a separate email list for that one there, so just to let everybody know exactly what's happening there. Okay, 73 Woody, and thanks for that. I really do appreciate it. Clear with N5XCX. That's Woody over there in Tavares, Florida. And we'll move along and say hi to Charlie. Kilo 3, Charlie Lima, K3CL. Welcome to the South Cars SSIN there, Charlie, and it's your turn, mate. Go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, Dave, and everyone else on the net. It's certainly been ages since I've chatted with you, and you know, my rather infrequent appearances on South Cars these days. But yeah, saw the silent key announcement of Gordon there. I wasn't necessarily particularly close to him or really interacted all that much, even though I've had my moments. But yeah, especially when someone like that you know, doesn't make it, it's hard for everyone. You know, keeping all of Scars together, you know, all that he's done, yeah, definitely a very sad occasion here. So, yeah, just like you said, kind of at a loss for words about that. But let me drop it. Yeah, otherwise, you know, I guess for the rest of us, life has to go on at somehow, right? So there you go. Dealing with some, got some snow a couple days ago, so kind of dug myself out of that. I actually missed I was actually in a Mike Stroke land. I think I talked to Declan while I was in Mike Stroke. Could have been Mike Whiskey Stroke if I missed the exit into Wales on the M6 motorway there, but might be for another time. But yeah, that was a couple months ago, but yeah, just looking forward to whenever the next time I can come over to the other side of the Atlantic again, for whatever occasion that might be. But yeah, life is life, so to speak, and that's all I got to say about that. So I'll turn it back to you, Dave. Thank you for running the net, and hope everyone is doing all right. K3CL.
Yeah, K3CL from GW8SZL. Yeah, okay there, Charlie. And it was Declan. I remember listening to the net as well. And yeah, if you ever get over this way, I know you're very busy when you're traveling there with various different things. But if you ever get a bit of free time, just let us know. Drop me an email. It's good on QRZ. And maybe we could just arrange to meet up somewhere. And say hi in person there. That would be really great. But I say, I do realize how busy you are, and you go everywhere, and you were country hopping, if my memory serves correctly. Yes, as I say, you know, say life goes on, but at the moment it's very, very sad for the people who actually knew Gordon closely. He's a sad loss to the ham radio in general and to the Scars organization there. But thanks for popping in. It's great to hear from you. I'll put it back to you in case you've got anything further there, Charlie. K3ECL from W8SZL.
Yeah, I mean, like, Gordon's presence here definitely gave, you know, quite a few of us, you know, voices, you know, opportunities to, especially with the Thursday, you know, like the Thursday programs, and then get them all recorded and such. You know, definitely can be a highlight for those of us who have had the privilege of being on there and getting all that set up and coordinated. So huge loss, you know, in so many ways. But yes, I was certainly country hopping, you know, from the end of September into the first week of October. And yeah, thankfully everything, all those administrations have the SEPT agreement, so I didn't have to do too much apart from printing out a few pieces of paper, technically speaking. But I'm trying to remember now. It's like Tango Alpha 1, Tango Alpha 2, 9 Alpha, back to Tango Alpha 1, Tango Alpha 2, and then Mike Stroke. What a whirlwind. What a whirlwind that was. And, you know, figuring out the time zone changes, especially when you're so used to a certain time zone for when the nets are, and you got to convert them over, even when the conversions are provided. We'll see what happens. Like, I think the next time I end up in at least over there, you know, we'll see what happens. I did rent a car. That's why I said missed the exit on the motorway. and most likely that will happen again. So I guess keep the ears peeled. K3CL.
Yeah, K3CL from TW8SZL. Okay there, Charlie. Yes, Turkey, Croatia, was it? And the UK, England. I spoke. I think I might have spoken to you while you were in Croatia, Zagreb. I might have been Declan again. I'm not sure, but we will follow in your around Europe there. That's for sure. And I hope you really enjoyed it. And the time zones. Tell me about it. I wish if every country stuck to one time zone without doing daylight savings time and stuff like that, because you know, when you got automatic net connection set up and you got the time changes, then oh, what a nightmare that is trying to keep up with them. But you know, if everybody, and another thing, different countries change their times in different days, you know, different dates I should say, to be more accurate. And that even adds more to the problem. So hopefully, yeah, you wouldn't have. No, I wouldn't have thought you would have if you were actually doing your country hopping when all those time changes were going on at different times and you know, the different dates and all that. What a nightmare. But anyway, Charlie, thank you so much for popping in. And don't be a stranger. Come back and say hello as often as you can. I know you will. Okay. Anything further, Charlie, before I move along? TW8SZL.
Well, I think that's it for now. We'll see if we can get some, if anyone else is waiting to check in or not. So, yeah, back to you, Dave. Thank you for doing it. K3CL.
Yeah, no problems there, Charlie. And regarding the nets are staying the same, including the Thursday information net, the TIM. We are continuing with that as well after Gordon's had lost, just for your information. Woody, if you're still listening, yep, I got your email there on the AgriLink text box. It's the same as the one I got on the membership mailing list. So I'll do that for you after I finish the net there. Okay, I'll clear with K3CL, that's Charlie. And, yep, I'm down at the bottom of my list, just double checking. Yep, we are looking for any further check-ins to the South Cars Saturday Intercontinental Net. If you'd like to check in, please call now.
Romeo Foxtrot Juliet.
Okay, hello there, Chief. W4RFJ from GW8SNL. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, thank you, Dave. This is W4RFJ, presently located in Ocala, Florida. Temperature here is about, 73 degrees, according to my truck's thermometer. And we've got cloudy skies. Not any rain, no precipitation, and every now and then the sun peeks through, but not as much as we like. South Cars number is 6297. That's $62.97. And thanks for running the show there, shipmate. And I'm not at the house right now, so we figured we were going to check in at the beginning of the net, but I got sidetracked. Charlotte made me go to a ham fest. Over.
Yeah, W4RFJ from GW8SZL. Yeah, you did pop up on my APRS over here. And so where are you? Where are you? Let me zoom in. Maybe you might get a little bit more detail. And I got the... right, I see where you are. Yep, you're on Southeast 19th Avenue. Oh, and you're running a dash 9 and 40. That just popped up as well. So, yeah, Big Brother is watching you there, Chief. Got your temperatures a lovely 73 degrees, Foxtrot. Cloudy, no rain. And, of course, your self-cast number is the... it's not easy to forget. 6297. So hope Charlotte is okay as well. And, hey, Hamfest. And have you bought anything... interesting or not, there, I wonder. Or even just Charlotte said, you can go to the Amfest, but you can't spend any money. Hi. W4RFJ to W8SZL.
Yeah, I guess I did pick up a few items. I got an O-Scope, which is a fairly newer one. It's an old one, but fairly new compared to what I have at the house. I got a mixer board. It's a 12-channel mixer that gives me the ability to mix in balanced, unbalanced, and it's even got a USB connector for sound coming from the computer. And pretty happy with the purchase. That was probably the best thing I got. So now I'll be able to intermix my radios and audio going to and from. That should be a lot of fun. But anyway, I'm going to have to go. We've got some errands to run, and I want to get home and get back to work on the shack. So, again, thanks for sitting in the big chair, and certainly hope to talk again very soon. This is W4RFJ Mobile, Ocala, Florida. Back over to you, Dave.
Yeah, W4RFJ in the Mobile from GW8-ZL. Yeah, okay there, Chief, no problems at all. Yeah, I thought you were going to say you'd come back with a 100-kilowatt linear or something like that, but who knows, I after our conversation yesterday evening my time. And, yeah, great to hear from you, and thanks for taking the time to check in and say hi. And I'll say 7-3 to you, Chief, and if Charlotte's in the background, hi to Charlotte too. And I will clear, so say, with W4RFJ in the Mobile. I say I'm not thinking straight at the moment there, Chief, as you can understand. And looking for further check-ins. Yes, I am down at the bottom of my list to the Southcast Saturday Intercontinental Net. If you'd like to check in, please call now.
Char says hi, Dave, W4RFJ out.
Yeah, okay there, Chief, and thanks for that, Char. Talk to you soon. This is W8SNL looking for any further check-ins to the Southcast Saturday Intercontinental Net. So please call now. Okay, I see you there, Kathy. You got no audio. I'm getting carrier only. No audio from you at all. K6SUN from QW8SZL. Okay, Kathy is just disconnected, and hopefully she can fix the problem with the no audio. Anybody else would like to check into the Southcast Saturday Intercontinental Net? This is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima with the Southcast Saturday Intercontinental Net. Oh, Kathy is reconnected. Let's hope I got the audio back again there now. K6SUN. Kilo 6 Sierra Uniform November from Golf Whiskey 8 Sierra Zulu Lima.
Do you hear me now?
Absolutely perfect there, Kathy. Go right ahead.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Just the way things are going for me, I guess. Don't know what happened. But I wanted to thank everyone that was there today for both the AM and the afternoon. It means a lot to me. Also, Dave, I'm going to depend on you a lot because my techie person is no longer available, so I can ask him things. So I hope you don't mind that. So you'll be looking for some emails from me. And Jay, I want to thank you for all your comments. But something, Dave and Jay, that I remember that really gave Gordon a big charge out of Jay was when he said, Bob's your uncle. So I want to thank all of you. In a couple weeks, I'll be heading to Michigan to see my family because I need that right now. I'll return to school on Monday, probably with heavy hearts, but I'll do okay. It's just going to take me a lot of time. So thank you, everyone, for being there for Gordon. 73 for now.
K6SUN from GW8SZL. Okay there, Kathy, and thank you for taking the time to call into the AM connection and this net. I know how difficult it must be for you. Really do appreciate that. And, yeah, I'm here for you. You know where I'm at. I am at the end of an email there, and I check my emails several times a day. And I also start, I don't know if you got Gordon told you about my other email that I got on my phone. So I'll send you that one anyway. And the tap one just goes to my phone. The normal one you got gets so many emails. I get so many emails on it. It'll fill my phone up in no time. So I'll send you that one. I know Gordon had it, but I'll share that with you when I send the actual recording over to you there shortly. So no problems at all. I'm here for you, and as you know, and so that's not a problem whatsoever. I'll put it back to you there, Kathy. KE6SUN from GW8SZL.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I have your different emails. I wasn't sure which one to send to you when what happened on Monday, because he has them all. I'm not sure I had some of them. But I sent you a second email. Tried to do the recording this morning. Had the recording, but it's not playing, so I appreciate you doing that, because his son would really like to hear that net. So I told him that I would try to send it to him. And I sent you the email with how his one screen looks with all of the information. And I said, I don't know what to do at this point. As you well know, he monitored everything, every mode there was. Not sure what to do with that. So right now, you know, I have his main computer up, and that's the screen I sent you, so you see what I'm dealing with. Right now, that's the farthest thing from my mind. Just for everyone's information, Gordon is to be cremated, but we have to wait for the death certificate before that does happen. And it was his wish that not much be done as far as a funeral, so that is very limited. Both Jonathan and I are taking, let me pause a minute. Both Jonathan and I are dividing the ashes and taking a portion of the ashes and distributing them in different places. Jonathan is taking them to the Hawaiian Islands on his next visit, and I'm going to take it to Michigan during the summer and scatter it on one of the lakes, because I don't know how soon it will be, but I will be moving up to Michigan maybe 2 or 3 years from now. And that way he'll be a part of me up there. So thank you, everyone, for all you've done for me. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, 6SUN from GW8SZL. Yeah, okay there, Kathy, and thanks for that information. Yeah, I'm going to sort that recorder and get that over to you. And I should play it straight away. Just save it, and you can play it or email it on to Jonathan. And I did have a quick look at the at Gordon's desktop there, and I thought mine was bad. At least, you know, when you got so much on a desktop, you do it yourself. As you know, you know where everything is because you put it there. But if somebody else looked at it, or I had a computer to repair or something like that, and it got a really cluttered desktop, it takes me forever to find out what I need to click on to help, you know, to fix it. So there we go. No problems at all. Okay, I'll sort that out for you, and I'll have a look. And a lot of things now are automated anyway, and on external servers. So anyway, I'll drop that in an email after a closer look at the desktop there. But everything should be remote to your QTH there, Kathy. But I'll have a look in there and see if there's anything that springs to mind about you know, some essential information. But Gordon was very, very efficient and shared what he needed to share with me. So I should have it all, but I'll give it a once over. I didn't have time to look at it before the net started this net. Okay, I'll put it back to you one more time there, Kathy, and I'll put out another call for check-ins in case there's anybody else who'd like to call in. So over to you, K6SUN from GW8SZL.
You know, Dave, I would always tell Gordon, I said, why in the blazes do you have all this information on this desktop? He had Word documents, Excel documents, he had PowerPoints, he had everything on that. I said, how do you find anything? I've been trying to find just the basic Outlook thing on there, and it takes me hours to look at it. And you need to tell me what I need to do with the other computers that he would monitor the different sites. Do I just turn them off, leave them on? I'm not even sure if because I haven't turned them back on. So I don't know if they're still connected or not, but I know he had at least 6 computers. Maybe I ought to take the picture of that, too, so you can see his area. That is where he spent his days. That was his love, and he enjoyed it so much. And the last little while, he still did that, but not as much, you know. So I just need to know from you what I should be doing with it, or just leaving it alone for now. Back to you, Dave. Thanks for picking me up, and once again, thanks to everyone who have been so supportive of me. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and back to you, GW8ZL. And thank Declan also for this morning.
Yeah, no problems at all there. Yeah, I'd love to see a picture of Gordon's computer setup there. So, you know, when you feel you're ready, just take a picture and pop it over to me. I would really, really appreciate that. Yeah, just leave everything for the moment. You should be able to turn everything off, I would think. At the moment, the only one that I can see connected is KY6V-L. Connected to the SCAS conference itself. All of the digital side is remote and controlled by the multi-mode services hub in Miami. It's got everything is coming through there on the digital side. So okay. Anyway, leave them on for now. Send me a picture and say I'll have a little look and just to confirm it. But you should be able to turn everything off. But yeah, please, please, please send me a picture of those computers. I would love to have it. Okay, I'll say 73 to the K6SUN, and thanks for being here on these two nets today. And Declan might have heard what you just mentioned, but if not, he's downstairs in one of the rooms. I'm not sure which one. But you might have heard your comment there, but we'll pass it on just in case. Okay, this is GW8SZL with the South Car Saturday Intercontinental Net, looking for any further check-ins this afternoon. From GW8SZL, please call now.
This is Kilo Bravo 5, Foxtrot Mike Hotel in Iowa. First time on this plane. Kilo Bravo 5, Foxtrot Mike Hotel, Bettendorf, Iowa.
Yeah, Kilo Bravo 5, Foxtrot Mike Hotel, Mark over there in Iowa. Welcome to the Southcast Saturday Intercontinental Net. And we found a member who sadly became Silent Key last Monday. So it's we've been having a chat about Gordon. I don't know if you know of Gordon, Kilo Yankee 6 Victor, KY6V at all there, Mark. But welcome to the net anyway, and great to have you here. I'll put it over to you, KB5FMH from GW8SZL. Yeah, KB5FMH, Kilo Bravo 5, Foxtrot, Mike Hotel from Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. Hope we haven't lost you there, Mark.
Still here, Kilo Bravo 5, Foxtrot Mike Hotel. Not sure if I'm hitting the right button, over.
Yeah, okay there, Mark. No, I wasn't receiving nothing from you, but your last transmission was loud and clear. Go ahead, Mark.
Nothing further from KB5 FMH.
Yeah, KB5FNH from GW8SNL. I just knocked the wrong knob and turned up the volume control on the DMR talk group. Okay, that was what the little echo was. Okay, Mark, thanks for popping in. And we're here every Saturday. We've got a net that starts at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. That's the South Cars AM connection net. This one is the South Cars Saturday Intercontinental net, which starts at 12 p.m. Eastern. And we got two other nets as well, 7 p.m. Eastern tonight, and tomorrow night is Fred's Open Ragtune net with K2HA, the Happy Amateur. So if you're free, feel free to connect back up and call in and say hi there. And we also got a website if you want further information about the net schedules and loads of information. It's at scarsvoip.com. Sierra Charlie Alpha, Romeo, Sierra, Victor, Oscar, India, Papa.com, ScarsVOIP.com. So all the information you need is on there. So thank you very much there, Mark, from all the way over there in Iowa. We do appreciate you popping in and saying hi. Have a great weekend and a fantastic week. Okay, I'll clear with KB5FNH. And looking for any further check-ins to the Southcar Saturday Intercontinental Net. Okay, this is Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. It looks like the Southcar Saturday Intercontinental Net has come to a natural close. Before I go ahead and close the net, I'll make a final call. This is the final call for anybody else who'd like to check in before I close the net. This is GW8SNL. Okay, hearing no further stations. This has been SCARS. VOIP, net schedules, and general information may be found on the SCARSVOIP.com website. That is Sierra Charlie Alpha Romeo Sierra Victor Oscar India Papa.com. SCARSVOIP.com website. And your net control for this session has been Golf Whiskey 8, Sierra Zulu Lima. My name is Dave, saying 7-3, and I'm going to close this VOIP session. Thank you, everybody, for your participation. It is greatly appreciated. I look forward to speaking to you all again very, very soon. And this net is now closed. This is W8SNL. I'll be putting the connections back to for normal amateur use. It'll take me about a minute. 7-3 all.